This is very good. I think you're really making some progress on your therapy. Now, tell me about your mother. I'm sorry. I know you're uncomfortable talking about this with me, but this is all a part of Freudian psychoanalytic theory, and I believe it's all related to the issues you've been having at home. I don't think I need to remind you that I am a very well-known and respected psychiatrist. I did give you my business card, didn't I? Then there are my diplomas from some very prestigious universities, and my walls full of books on psychiatry and psychology. It's a very nice office, too. Just by looking around, you couldn't tell that this is located in my home. This is far better for you than having to travel all the way downtown. Now, let me check my notes here. You admitted to thinking that your mother was flirting with you. I should point out that it's easy to mistake other things for flirtation. As a mother, obviously she had a lot of interest in you as her son. In your appearance, for example. Or checking into your physical and sexual health. What you see as flirting might just be a way of showing an interest in you, or of trying to interact with you as a friend in addition to a mother. So, have you ever seen your mother naked? Please, just answer the question. As I told you when I first took you on as a patient, when we're in this office, I am your psychiatrist. I am not your mother, so you must treat me as such. Do you know how much it would cost to actually hire a different psychiatrist for you? Besides, I'm the best one around. So when I ask you these questions, I'm not asking them as a mother, and you shouldn't answer them as a son. Just answer them as a patient would to their psychiatrist. So I ask again, have you seen your mother naked? Obviously, I know the answer. The part of me that I left outside that door today. But it's important we hear it from you. I see. And maybe she didn't know you were home that day, which is why she was naked. Have you considered that? She did apologize, didn't she? Oh, sorry. I thought she had. But now that you mention it, I don't remember that that happened either. Regardless, there's no reason to attach improper motives to seeing your mother naked. But how did it make you feel? It's a legitimate question. Your mother is considered quite an attractive woman. I think the term MILF is what gets used today, and that's coming from people that haven't actually seen her naked. Did seeing her naked excite you at all? You can be honest here. You're protected by doctor-patient confidentiality, and you didn't do anything wrong. You just came home from school, and there your mother was, walking around the house naked. Presumably, she didn't notice you staring for so long, or she would have covered herself. It's completely understandable you found the idea of seeing and being around a naked woman to be exciting. As someone who's been homeschooled since even before the pandemic, you perhaps haven't had as much exposure to your peers, and especially women. Of course it's not your mother trying to keep you for herself. She's just trying to protect you from making bad choices with women, or from the many varieties of that disease out there. So, you've barely even been around a girl for years, at least in person. And then you suddenly find yourself in close proximity to a naked and, by all accounts, breathtakingly beautiful older woman. You don't have to feel guilty that she was your mother. The Oedipal complex is a key part of psychoanalysis, and a very common experience in many young people as they grow up. So if you found your mother, or especially her body, to be somehow attractive, that's hardly a strange reaction. Not a perverted one from a Freudian standpoint. It's just something that we need to understand and help you deal with and move past. According to my notes here, you left the room pretty fast once your mother saw you watching her. Understandably, there was some embarrassment involved. But also, did you not want her to see that you were getting sexually aroused? It's okay to admit it. It's just a normal response for a healthy man, such as you, to have around an extremely attractive older woman, such as your mother. Presumably, you later masturbated to the memory of seeing her in that way. Oh, you didn't. Really? Do I need to remind you that I'm a very well-acknowledged expert in human psychology and sexuality? I can see that the question upsets you, and more so than it should for someone who isn't trying to hide something. Let me be clear here. The unusual thing here would be if you didn't seek to relieve yourself after that. You're a young man, with a lot of hormones and sexual energy. You probably have masturbated that day anyway, had nothing out of the ordinary happened. Isn't that the truth? Good. Let's progress again. So, you did masturbate after the encounter with your mother, even though the timing may have been more coincidental, or just as a natural, healthy response being physically aroused and needing some release. But you did think about her when you did it, right? Again, nothing wrong with that. I'm not here as your mother, and I'm not here to judge. I'm here to heal. It would have been perfectly natural to masturbate that day, especially after you found yourself visually stimulated. And while you were thus engaged, if your thoughts strayed to your mother and her centerfold quality body, then again, there's nothing wrong with it. The centerfold part may be an exaggeration of sorts. Sure, there may have been some erotic modeling in her college years, but that was many years and a baby ago. Still, obviously she still got it, or he wouldn't be in such desperate need of my help. So, be honest here. Just between a doctor and a patient, did you maybe think of her? Just a little? Or maybe more? It probably became harder and harder not to do so as you drove yourself towards climax. And before you answer, yes, I can definitely see that you're getting hard now. Don't be embarrassed by it. I'm taking you back to a particularly erotic set of memories, and made you dwell on them. So, I already know the answer, but it's important here for your progress that you say it. Do you fantasize sexually about your mother? Not on purpose, of course, but just when your subconscious thoughts run wild while you're aroused. Good. Good. Very good. This is a breakthrough, I think. Well, I am diagnosing you with a full Oedipal complex, which, as I said, many young people have. Even women have some form of it. But yours seems particularly progressed because you maintain the illusion that this is somehow your mother's doing, that she's something more than an innocent party to all this. But don't worry. I know you've been wanting me to refer you to a different professional since our sessions first started. Well, today is that day. Let me just print out this referral. They can help you with the next steps toward your treatment. Here you go. No, I understand that confusion. I am not referring you back to me. Well, at least not me as a psychiatrist. There's not much I can do for you in that capacity. But I do also happen to be a fully licensed sexual surrogate. You see, I think part of the issue is that you're a virgin, even though you're 18. It's a function of the homeschooling, pandemic, and other factors. In the last few years, your mother has also been your teacher, and virtually your only exposure to the opposite sex. It's in large part what has led to your Oedipal complex. Losing your virginity should help with those issues. It may also be that by engaging in a little roleplay at the time, it helps satisfy the misplaced desires you have in your mother. No, let me explain it again. In this office, I am not your mother. I am your psychiatrist. Well, and soon enough your sexual surrogate. This is all entirely medical in nature and key to your future mental health. I could refer you to another sexual surrogate, but there is such a waiting list right now. Plus, they won't give you the family discount like I will. And I do believe it will be helpful to overcome your Oedipal complex by having sex with someone that somewhat closely resembles your mother. Well, perhaps more than somewhat, but someone who, from a somewhat flimsy rationalization, is not technically your mother at that moment. This? Oh, I'm just taking off my clothes. Don't worry, I'm not going to get naked. Not yet, at least. But right now I'm dressed very professionally as a psychiatrist. The suit is flattering, but not really what a surrogate would wear. I only need the glasses when I'm taking notes on my notepad, so I'll lose those. I'll let my hair out of this bun as well. There. Now that I'm down to my bra and panties, I'll put on a more simple dress. I'll straighten up my hair a little, put on some lipstick, and touch up my other makeup. There. Here's my card as a sexual surrogate, by the way. I don't really do that kind of thing much anymore. It was mainly while I was working towards my doctorate. Unless you count the escort work I did as an undergrad. I do keep all my licensing and certifications up to date, though, for a special patient such as yourself. Now, don't be so nervous as I sit beside you, as I lay on the couch here. From what I hear from the psychiatrist, you've never had much of an opportunity with women. Now, there's nothing to be ashamed of about being a virgin, but it clearly is causing issues for you. And there is mention of a bit of an obsession for your mother that you need help with. In fact, you seem to think that she's flirting with you, trying to seduce you. Things like squeezing her body up to yours as she passes you in the hallway. Or standing behind you as you look into the fridge. Or touching your leg sometimes. Well, that's a very innocent gesture among family members. At least, if she did it down by the knee. Or was it higher up? Like this. You know? Less around the knee, more around the thigh, like that. I can see how you might get mixed messages from that, especially if her hand went a little further up into clearly non-innocent territory. Sorry, I didn't mean to startle you, but you've clearly never had a woman touch your cock before, even briefly. And I did want to check your arousal level. You're definitely getting there. What will all this talk of your mother? Maybe you've fantasized about her touching you like this. Rubbing her hand up and down the front of your pants. Something that obviously as a mother she would never do. Despite your imagining her being sexually attracted to you. Let me open up your pants a little. Pull them down, and then pull your cock out a little as well, or possibly a lot. Shh, it's okay. Remember, it's all professionalism in here. I may look like your mother, but I'm 100% a fully certified sexual therapist right now. But maybe it's time I pretended to be your mother. For purposes of your treatment. Like when I take your naked cock in my hand, my son. It's big and beautiful and fills up mommy's hand nicely. It's okay if it feels good, even if I'm your mother. Just don't fight those feelings or any sense of guilt right now. Now that we've established your report, I'm going to take this dress off again. Switching hands is needed to get it completely off of me. The sprout clasps in the front, so maybe you could help me with it. It's okay. Don't be hesitant. Remember, I'm not functioning as your mom right now. Even if I'm role-playing as her. This isn't your mother's bra. It's one that I use only as a psychiatrist and sexual surrogate. It's been properly expensed and everything. There. Now help me get it off, because one of my hands is full. Does this take you back to that other day? When you saw your mother naked? Except, now you're much, much closer. And you can touch your breasts. Go on. It's an important part of your therapy. Yes. We're both giving each other pleasure with our hands. In slightly different ways. It's all very healthy and not at all predatory on my part. But let me move closer to you. And you can help me with these panties. There we go. Now, hold very still, my darling son. Mommy's going to do what you wanted her to do for a very long time. I did tell you that you needed to lose your virginity. And also possibly some incestual roleplay would have some benefit for you. Well, now is that time. As a much older and much more experienced woman, and the mother figure in your fantasy, I will be on top. Already I move on top of you as you lie on the couch, and use my hand to guide your cock up to your mother's pussy. I mean that in a roleplay sense, of course. There. The head of your cock is pressed up against my very wet pussy. I think we're ready for the next step in your treatment. And just remember, if you have a referral, it's not incest. I'm letting myself sink down. And my son's cock is going into my pussy. The same pussy that he came out of. At least, if this wasn't roleplay. Because, legally, I'm not functioning as your mother right now. Not as I impale myself on my son's proud cock. There. Technically, you're not a virgin. Although, there's so much more to sex than just penetration. This may not be enough to get over your Oedipal complex with me. I mean, your mother. So I'll rock my body back and forth on top of yours, letting your cock move in me gently. Add a little swaying side to side to that. I cut my breasts in front of you as I do so, with my fingers dripping over my nipples. The same nipples that I nursed you from. Fuck. I should get you to suck on them later. At least, that's what your hypothetical fantasy mom would say as you have sex with her. But I'm not her right now. I mean, yes, I am technically your mother, but I'm first and foremost your sexual surrogate who just happens to be role-playing as your mom. I'm going to move faster now, rocking my body harder on top of yours. Your cock moves deeper and more forcefully in me, giving you such pleasure. Enjoy the sensation of being fucked by your mother. You need to enjoy losing your virginity. And enjoy forbidden incest with her. I can tell that you're liking it. I am, of course, clinically detached from the very experience. Not feeling it anything. Anything at all. But you're really enjoying this. You can't repress your Oedipal complex anymore. You have to embrace it, at least for the purpose of this therapy. It's okay for you to enjoy the surrogate session. It's okay to pretend I'm your mother, just like I'm pretending to be her. But I'm not really her. I'm your sexual surrogate, first and foremost. And then your psychiatrist, second, right now. And then your real-life mother, third. If you can even count that at all, under the circumstances. This is not at all a conflict of interest for me because, professionally and personally, your well-being is foremost in my mind. And the Hippocratic Oath is really more of just a guideline, in my opinion. Not that I'm doing any harm, am I? You're just giving my little boy pleasure and therapy. And I expect nothing in return. Ah, technically you'll be billed for the psychiatrist visit and the sexual surrogacy. But it's coming out of your mother's insurance, so really, I'm paying for this all. Also, I may have a small orgasm or two in the process of surrogating your brains out. But there's nothing wrong with that since I am a licensed professional. And it'll just play into your fantasy, making this a more effective treatment. Also, I need you to come in me. This fancy psychiatrist couch is very expensive, and we just can't have you spill your cum carelessly all over it. Spill it carelessly inside of me instead. When I was primarily a sexual surrogate before I received my PhD, condoms were mandatory. But I haven't actually performed any surrogate work in so long that I just didn't bother keeping them in stock. Then it's perfectly fine. I know from your medical records that you're perfectly healthy, and so am I. It's not like your mother is trying to intentionally impregnate herself so that the house isn't empty when her baby boy goes off to college and only your son is worthy to knock her up. Yes, of course that is a good idea. A very good idea. Let me remind you that only one of us has a doctorate here, and it is not you. As your medical professional, two times over, I know what's best for you, and your mother as well. I'm trying very hard not to function as her right now, but you don't make it easy. You're a very good lover, and obviously I mean, you wanted this for a very long time. Okay, I think we're almost ready. Normally, it would be bad for you to have sex with and come in your mother, or your psychiatrist for that matter. But I'm your sexual surrogate, so don't forget that when you come in me. If your cum also ends up in those other pussies, well, it won't be my fault. Now get ready. You need to make mommy come. Come in, mommy. I mean that in the roleplay sense, of course. Even though it actually is mommy's pussy you'll be coming in. Impregnating. But it's okay. Everything we do under this office is okay. Even the really messed up stuff. So don't hold back. Not in our private counseling sessions. Not in our surrogacy sessions. Never, ever from your mother. That was good. The glasses back on. That means I'm psychiatrist mommy now. Even though glasses and a little bit of straight cum are all I'm wearing right now. So, I heard that all went well with your session, but I think we should schedule some follow-ups with a surrogate and more role-playing. A lot more role-playing. Luckily, I have the paperwork all filled out already. Oh, look. Your mother is here to pick you up. See? She's wearing an apron. That's how you can tell she's your mom. Just an apron, really. Nothing else. But I'll see you tomorrow. Well, hello there. I hope your session went well today. You really are getting the best possible treatment you can. Your psychiatrist came very highly recommended. I hope her being so attractive isn't a distraction, because I couldn't help but notice her appearance. Shh. Don't say anything. As your mother, I can't ask questions about your treatment, especially now that you're an adult. I'm just here to take you home, which is just through that door here, of course, so look, we're already home. It was very fortunate to get a psychiatrist so close to home. I hope this does help you with whatever's been troubling you recently. You do seem happier, and perhaps a little confused, but it's okay. I'm sure it's nothing your psychiatrist can't help you with.